Now, here's a school project.
Chris Beckerer. I am a second-year MBA student here at Berkeley.
My name is Adam Gutierrez, and I'm also a second-year business student.
Adam Gutierrez and Chris Beckerer are studying for master's degrees at the Haas Business School at UC Berkeley. For a project there, Adam and Chris wanted to try something that would feel smart and do some good. They got this idea. Record an album of traditional Afghan music. Sell it online at places like iTunes. And send the proceeds back to Afghanistan. Probably Adam got the idea at first because he already knew a lot about Afghan culture for a kid who grew up in Omaha. His dad ran the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska.
During the Soviet wars, during the 80s, there was a lot of refugee activity in and out of Omaha, and so it became a place where a lot of his former students and friends moved to Nebraska. So it's not like I grew up listening to it, but it's all there's instruments in our home, and you know, every once in a while when we have parties at our house or just friends over, the music would kind of pop up.
They had a small grant from the Haas School. They had their credit cards. They landed in Kabul and then figured out what to do.
So we had a contact on there through my family's contacts, and he was really still remain involved in the arts industry. And he connected us with this great rubabist, who you'll hear on the music. He's fantastic.
And a rubab is a long-necked string
right.
instrument.
It's kind of, think of a sitar that you play like a guitar. And it's a little more, it's less twangy than the sitar, it's a little more bassy.
Chris Beckerer again.
Everyone we spoke to was extremely enthusiastic about helping us, and it just seemed to snowball so quickly, almost from day one. I mean, going there, we had nothing. By day three, we had a band formed. And not just any hodgepodge musicians. These were some of the more accomplished musicians in Kabul.
When we first approached them, they assumed that we wanted kind of more pop Afghan music. And we definitely didn't want that, right? We wanted actually the old school stuff, the traditional folk music, because we thought that was also the music that was being threatened the most. And you know, with so many wars and tragedies, there's been a huge immigration of their musicians.
That man playing the rubab, the instrument that sounds like a sitar, he became their musical guide.
His name was Ustad Hussein. Ustad is like master in his craft. Ustad Hussein. When he started off his rubab and then kind of controlled his other percussionists, those guys were like, you know, the most well-oiled machine you've ever seen, and they had such soul. And
a tremendous amount of respect for Ustad.
Yeah.
The way that he kind of commanded the room, and that they, a lot of times we could tell that they were improvising a lot of what they were doing, but they were all kind of feeding off him.
It got more complicated when Adam and Chris tried to find a singer. They wanted a female vocalist. But in traditional Afghan culture, women do not sing in public.
A compelling song is track number two, which is She Is Coming With Hesitation, and in Farsi it's Bashak Miad. After we explained to her what we wanted to do with these recordings and that all the proceeds from the album and from her singing would go back to music education in her hometown in Kabul, she agreed to join on. And so she was risking a lot to make sure her craft could produce something good for the people in her country.
And this is what happened. The Afghan Music Project went to number 12 in the world music category of iTunes. That's not bad for a couple of first-time producers, two MBA students who managed both to do some good and learn some lessons.
Distribution of content is getting easier, and more people have the ability to get their voice heard.
We'd love to figure out how to do this, you know, full-time and just travel around the world and go to places where music's been suppressed and help those communities get their message, their culture back out to the public. It's an enabler. It's bringing people together too, which is really neat. And so it's definitely a space I want to be involved with.
Adam Gutierrez and Chris Beckerer, MBA students whose recordings of Afghan folk music have found a new audience online. You can see and hear more about the Afghan Music Project at our website, npr.org.